You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So how did this whole thing about your dream place to work come up?
Well, I think it was because yesterday we were kind of farting around after the show, talking about how cool our job is. I mean, come on. And then this story came out on Facebook that said that Casa Bonita is now holding auditions for cliff divers.
What?
Sweet.
Oh, who doesn't want that
job? I know.
Job?
And I think Em and I were kind of talking like, there's got to be somebody in an accounting department somewhere who is just sitting there in their mundane day to day. And then, you know, in their mind, they're like, man, if I could only be a cliff diver at Casa. But they probably have a Speedo on under their suit. And they're like, one of these days,
stars in
today's your day. You can go apply.
I suppose you only need two requirements for that job. Yeah, you have to be able to swim and not be afraid of heights.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. And don't do belly flops.
Yeah, and love delicious cuisine.
Yum.
And then I think, what if you can get, oh my God, what if you could eat for free every shift?
You wouldn't even have to raise your flag.
Probably not good for the figure in the Speedo. But
I got to leave early.
Just getting all sopapillas all the time.
Yes, life is good. So I think that kind of led into us kind of talking about, like, if we could work anywhere that we wanted, what would we do? Yeah. And, I mean, I'll kick it off as I'm sitting here drinking my Rockstar energy drink. I would like to go work for the Rockstar energy drink company.
How come?
It just looks like a damn cool company.
Why,
they're always
though?
At all these, like, motocross events and all these cool-looking sporting events.
High energy. You know what it
they
is?
They have the models.
It's the hot chicks.
The rock star models.
It's the hot chicks. It's the blonde girls with the big boobies in the rock star tank tops and the heavily applied eye makeup.
Emily, is that all he's really looking
for?
No,
it's just I like their drinks.
Well, and free drinks.
Free drinks.
I'm telling you.
And hot blondes.
Check out their website now. Mm-hmm. But I think I would like to go work for Rockstar. Seems like a cool...
Yeah.
#rad company.
Seriously, if someone just said, you could be a janitor at Rockstar, but it's just like saying,
just
meeting somebody and being like
cool.
Hey, where do you work? Oh, I work for Rockstar Energy. Like,
not really?
Yeah. How about you two?
Let's see. I have two. I would want to work for OPI, the nail polish company, and just name the nail polish colors.
That's pretty good.
Because they always have different themes, you know, and they
this
always
one's
do like
watermelon
a little,
surprise.
Little, like play on words, you know, Linkin Park After Dark from the Chicago collection. It's just so clever. I'd love that.
That's funny.
And I also want to make the like soundtracks, because we were talking about how the number one album right now is the soundtrack to Suicide Squad, which really shocked me. But then like Jeremy and I talk about like the good old days, you know, the 90s.
I have so many soundtracks.
So many good soundtracks. And I want to work for like, you know, Warner Brothers Pictures or whatever. And I want to be like, no, we are putting Whitney Houston on this soundtrack.
Varsity Blues soundtrack from the 90s. Check it out.
Romeo and Juliet, the one with Claire Danes Leonardo DiCaprio. I know. So good.
Well, your love of soundtracks, and I think I was telling you this before, that you should approach, because I think directors get to pick this stuff, the director of the film. So I think you should offer your services to a director. Say, look, I have mad skills when it comes to cherry picking a list for a soundtrack. Do it one time, because more people who buy that soundtrack, the more attention it draws to their film, which makes more money for them. Mm-hmm. So you're actually doing them a huge favor.
Right.
By following your dream.
And who wouldn't go see a movie with Mariah Carey on the soundtrack?
Oh, man. Count me in.
I know.
Ticket sales.
Hello.
Whatever. I don't know. For me, I've talked to students in the past, it's interesting that they have their sights set on particular companies. It used to be that kids wanted to, they would talk about a career, like what the job is, not so much what the company is. But it's really interesting the number of young people who actually will start naming companies now.
Mm-hmm.
Things like Google,
sure.
Right.
The biggie.
Amazon. I was talking to a high school student last year who said his dream was to work for Tesla.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Space development department. So kids are now able to pick out specific companies they want to work for. I got to say, working for Tesla would be really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Working for Tesla. But I mean, I think it would be fun.
And like their prototype division.
All of that kind of stuff. And the people who are designing the auto-driving cars with Google and stuff. I would be into that.
Jeremy, if you wanted to move to Detroit, which is never
going
to happen.
Well, let's not be crazy.
You would be a pig in poop working for Ford, I bet.
I guarantee you I would.
Yeah.
I would love to work for Ford. How fun.
I've watched a documentary. You told me to watch the documentary on the Mustangs, and the entire time I was like, oh.
What goes into building and all the behind the scenes.
These are Jeremy's heroes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You were sitting there like,
but they're all like a bunch
of Mustang underpants, like, oh my God, I want to work here.
Yeah. They're really smart engineers there. So I don't know.
That's funny. I did see that documentary.
It's pretty neat. See what goes into
the history of the Stang. So
yeah.
That's cool. I don't want to like be the schmoopy, you know, derail this thing, but I am doing my dream job. I'm hosting a morning radio show. I'm a writer and I'm a speaker. Those are the three things I love to do. Everything with words. And I'm doing all three of those, so I feel like I'm the luckiest person on the planet.
Yeah, you are.
You need to level up and work for Merriam-Webster. You're all about the words. Come on, Tessa.
No, I don't want to do that. What about you, Chris? What is your dream job, the dream place to work?
Oh, I think I'd want to be like an archaeologist or a researcher and discover something that changes our opinion of history. I feel it coming on. I don't know how it's going to happen for me.
Pretty lofty goal there, though. I mean, you're probably just going to be finding like snail fossils.
And you're a girl. Girls can't do that kind of stuff.
Good for you, Chris. Go be an archaeologist.
You go, girl.
You go dig up some bones.
Dun, 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 dun,
yes!
We got to get you a whip and a hat.
Oh, she's got the whip.
Two of them.
Did we post this on Facebook?
I did on mine yesterday. But
let's put it on our Dom, Emily, Jeremy Facebook page, too, asking that same question so we can see what our listeners, if they pick their dream place to work.
The one smartass on here said he'd like to be a bubble wrap tester.
Pretty good.
That's a man after my own heart.
Good for you.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.